Later this evening, the first Bush-Kerry debate of the 2004 campaign. This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin with an examination of the candidates as debaters. They've both been at it for a long time, and they're both considered very good at it by the people who covered them, by people who went back to study the old debate tapes, and by the people who debated against them.
The Vietnam veterans against the war.
The first time John Kerry was on national television in a public debate was so long ago, his voice is barely recognizable.
We've had some very serious things raised here tonight, and I'd really like to discuss the issues that are at hand. And I think the American people deserve a little more depth on the question of the war itself at this point.
This was the Dick Cavett Show in June 1971, the subject, President Richard Nixon's Vietnam Policy. Kerry's opponent in the debate was another Vietnam Navy vet, John O'Neill, who would resurface in 2004 to challenge him again on Vietnam. This was the 27-year-old John Kerry, gone today as the 70s hairstyle and the vowels resonant of prep school and Yale. But the gift for argument, the command of facts, and the ready riposte were all there.
Did you serve in a free fire zone?
I certainly did serve in free fire
zone. Free fire zone, in which we kill anything that moves, man, woman, or child. This practice suspends the distinction between combatant and non-combatant and contravenes Geneva Convention on Article 3.1.
That's a war crime. Where is that from, John?
The Geneva Convention. You've heard of those.
Oh, I am.
George W. Bush was, by his own account, a late bloomer. In 1994, he ran for governor of Texas and debated against the Democratic incumbent, Ann Richards. She was considered a top-notch speaker who could deliver a tough verbal jab.
You have got to have had some experience in the public sector before you get the chief executive's job.
Mr. Bush, I think you deserve a chance to respond.
Well, I must have started... I'm proud of my business record. I think that this is a diversion away from not talking about the issues that face Texas. I want to discuss welfare, education, I want to discuss the juvenile justice system, and I think an attempt to smear my business record is simply a diversion away from trying to determine what's best for Texas. Listen, if Texas...
In that Republican landslide year, the son of the former president bested Governor Richards with articulate arguments and with discipline. In one telling exchange, a reporter posed this question.
Well, Mr. Bush, let's talk about another gambling revenue source, casino gambling. First, are you in favor of it? And if you are, would you again propose dedicating those funds for education?
No, I'm against casino gambling.
Okay. Governor Richards?
Well, I think it's a kind of cheesy way to make money, frankly. But I want to place a caveat.
Governor Richards delivered a two-minute answer that might favorably be called nuanced or might unfavorably be called evasive, but either way, it had to be called long. Then the moderator turned back to the challenger.
Thank you, Governor. Mr. Bush.
I guess I shouldn't answer so shortly next time. What's the question? My answer is I was against casino gambling.
No, there is no question.
Did you want to elaborate on casino gambling?
Not really.
George W. Bush went on to win the 1994 election, and he won re-election as governor of Texas in 1998. John Kerry was already a U.S. senator seeking re-election in 1990.
Now that's what's wrong today in America. People who take farm subsidies, who are millionaires from Boston, who don't need them.
Your family owns... No. A trust owns an island down in Gosnold, Massachusetts.
I have no trust that owns any island.
1,300 acres.
Jim Rappaport, was a candidate against John Kerry for the United States Senate in 1990. One of the things about John Kerry is he's a world-class debater. I mean, he's been preparing to debate since he was about 11 or 12. And so on the one hand, he is very good technically on debating skills and techniques. So I would be very surprised to see him be out of character and try to be an affable, warm, friendly, humorous guy. That's not one of John Kerry's strengths.
He's not a happy warrior in the debate.
That is a very good characterization.
What would be your one piece of advice to President Bush to be mindful of going into this debate, having debated against John Kerry yourself?
Well, the first is to be himself. Which is a likable, incredibly serious person who is committed to our America's safety and future. And secondly is to do what he does best, which is stay on message. And he's one of the best I've ever seen in doing that. He will stay focused on message, and don't let John Kerry force you off the message that you want to be presenting tonight.
George W. Bush stayed on message in 1994, and he did it again in 1998.
The El Paso Times and the Dallas Morning News present this election year's only televised gubernatorial debate between Governor George W. Bush and Texas State Land Commissioner Gary Morrow.
I'm Gary Morrow. I debated George Bush in 1998 in El Paso, Texas, in a basement.
What happens during the course of a campaign, candidates go out and they make a promise here and they make a promise there and they forget to total it up. This man, unfortunately, has outspent the amount of money available by $6 billion. And so what I'm going to ask during the course of this discussion is, are you going to raise taxes or who's not going to get the money?
Anybody that underestimates George Bush in one of these debate formats hasn't looked at the tapes and doesn't understand how good he potentially is.
What was the experience like debating against George W. Bush?
Well, first of all, you have to understand this. When we say debate, this is not a debate. What I had wasn't a debate. What George Bush is looking for is a format to amplify what he's been saying in his stump speeches. The debate format gives him a chance to use his best lines out of his stump speech and make his best points. One of the things we were most shocked about in my debate in 1998 was I'd had a graduate student pretend to be Bush, and he had very diligently looked at all his speeches and what he had said in the newspapers, and he answered all the 30 or 40 questions we anticipated, and it was amazing because he was 95% right on what Bush was going to say. He had the words down perfectly.
So, your advice to Senator John Kerry as he enters the debate would be?
My advice to John Kerry is don't let Bush get away with anything. Don't expect Bush to say anything except the kind of light political prospecting where he says things that you wouldn't really think you'd say in a debate. And then if just by chance he has a chance to throw a long bomb. Being a Texan, we ought to talk about this is 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but then at the right moment throw the long bomb and convince the American people that he's the more likable of the two as well as the better candidate.
The next question I'd like to address has political importance, but perhaps is even more important to you in your role as parents.
I'm Bob Moore. I'm currently executive editor of the El Paso Times newspaper in Texas.
And he was moderator of the 1998 Bush-Morrow debate.
Would you support legislation that would create a graduated driver's license program, giving teens more freedom as they gain driving experience rather than giving them all the responsibilities as soon as they turn 16? Governor Bush, 90 seconds.
Our twin daughters are 16. There's not enough DPS officers in the state of Texas to protect my fellow Texans from these new drivers. I think the law ought to stay the way it is.
George W. Bush, from the very beginning of his political career in Texas, has played an expectations game in the debate process, and he just sort of portrays himself as this, you know, aw shucks character who's not a trained debater or anything like that, and so he's managed to lower expectations over the years. But when you look at his performances in 94, 98, and in the 2000 campaign, it's really quite clear that he does bring some skill to the event as a debater, primarily because when the chips are down, he is able to stay on message and stay focused.
But in Senator John Kerry, President Bush faces a debater of great talent and experience. In 1996, he was on the ropes, running behind his popular challenger, Governor William Weld.
Governor, you ought to be interested in your own job. You ran for it, and you ought to do it. The fact is,
there was a series of 8 debates.
But the truth is, you've been interested in every other job since the day they reelected you, and you spent most of your time taking an unprecedented 10 weeks vacation last year. Most of the people in this state don't get 10 weeks vacation.
10 weeks? That is nowhere near true, Senator.
Oh, was it 9? 8? 7 weeks?
My scheduler is in the audience. She says no.
Well, that's because you didn't spend it with her, Governor. You were out there with...
By most accounts, Senator Kerry debated his way back to the Senate. Columnist H.D.S. Greenway writes for the Boston Globe.
He's very, very quick on his feet. and he can sense where the opponent is vulnerable and jump on it very, very quickly. In that way, he's like a quick boxer, like Muhammad Ali. He can jump in and score the blow.
James Fallows of the Atlantic Monthly went back and viewed the videotapes of the old debates. John Kerry in debate, he says, is John Kerry at his best.
John Kerry, what's surprising to me in seeing a lot of his debate footage is that he moves into a different personality when he's in the sort of live, unscripted combat of debate, where he seems more like a courtroom prosecutor, a courtroom advocate. And I think that will be, to many viewers, both a surprise and a more attractive personality for him.
Tonight's presidential debate will be different, though. The candidates have signed a memorandum stating they're not supposed to question each other in the debate.
Wait a minute. All seniors are covered under prescription drugs in my plan.
In the first year?
If we can get it done in the first year, you bet. Yours is phased in 8 years.
No. It's a two-phase.
There are all sorts of clauses in this elaborate 32-page agreement which reflect past experience. For example, the no invasion of personal space clause is clearly...
That's the Al Gore cannot walk up to George Bush. Or Al Gore will not be permitted to do that. He might do better if he didn't walk up in George Bush's face.
Jim, let's go on to
it doesn't speak for itself,
Mr. Vice President. It speaks for the fact that there are certain rules in this that we all agree to, but evidently rules don't mean anything.
According to this year's Memorandum of Understanding, there will be a minimum of spontaneous interaction between the two candidates. Again, James Fallows.
In one way, the rules of these debates work in Senator Kerry's favor because they force shorter answers. And so I think that he is learning now, I'm sure, at his debate training to boil these things down. And again, I assume this man and his counselors are smart enough to know that in going against President Bush, they have to reduce their message to its clearest, simplest, sharpest form. So we'll see if they have done that.
We'll see and we'll hear this evening, starting at 9 Eastern, in the first presidential debate of the 2004 campaign.